Newmarket Aurora MPP Don Gallagher Murphy writes a regular column for Newmarket Today about provincial initiatives and issues impacting our community. On a cool yet sunny Sunday afternoon in late October, I was thrilled to host my second annual barbecue event for the Newmarket Aurora community at Riverwalk Commons. This event was more than an opportunity to enjoy good food and fun activities. It is about bringing people together, fostering a sense of unity, building relationships, and celebrating the diversity that makes our community so special. Thank you to all the residents who came out, from the Chinese, Francophone, and Black communities to the Jewish, Muslim, and Christian communities, and to the members of the LGBTQ York Pride community. This is what underscores my objective to build our community together by promoting a life of acceptance, kindness, and compassion. Engaging and valuing our seniors is another important objective. To this end, I had the pleasure to announce 3 new funding investments for seniors' activities in Newmarket and Aurora totaling $58,050. These investments were greeted with great enthusiasm at each of the 3 announcements. The town of Aurora will be offering a unique newcomers to Aurora bus tour for seniors in their preferred language. York Region is offering a cultural cooking program for seniors living in community housing. The Aurora Philosophy Institute has developed a philosophy discussion program engaging seniors with philosophical ideas and concepts that are of practical value to the community. All these seniors' activities effectively address social isolation, development of mental acuity, promotion of well-being, and volunteerism. They will have a significant impact on the quality of life for local seniors. Our government continues to help Ontarians and families as they struggle with the high cost of living. The Ontario electricity rebate has been increased from 11.7% to 19.3% effective November 1. In addition, the gas tax subsidy of 5.7 cents per litre has been extended to June 30, 2024. And we are advocating for Ontarians. Recently, a motion was passed at the legislature that, in the opinion of this House, the Government of Canada should take immediate steps to eliminate the carbon tax on grocery items. There are 3 additional motions that have been put forth for debate that call on the Government of Canada to take immediate steps to eliminate the carbon tax on fuels and inputs for home heating, on natural gas and propane used for agricultural purposes, and on gasoline. In Ontario, 97.5% of households do not use oil to heat their homes. We believe these families deserve a break given we are in a time when costs are up everywhere. To address Ontario's housing crisis and help build more rental housing, the province is taking steps to remove the full 8% provincial portion of the HST on qualifying new, purpose-built rental housing such as apartment buildings, student housing, and senior residences built specifically for long-term rental accommodation that meet the established criteria. Ontario welcomes the federal government's decision to listen to our long-standing call to remove the GST on qualifying new, purpose-built rental housing. We are continuing to take steps to tackle the housing supply crisis and get at least 1.5 million new homes built by 2031. This is Remembrance Week, when we honor the courage, commitment and sacrifice of the heroes who have served and continue to serve Canada during times of war, conflict and peace. I encourage all constituents to show respect by wearing a poppy, observing a moment of silence, and attending a local ceremony this Saturday, November 11th in Newmarket. The parade begins at 10:30 a.m. on Doug Duncan Drive and travels to Church Street for a service and wreath laying at Veterans Memorial Park. Or, in Aurora, the parade starts at 10:20 a.m. at G.W. Williams Secondary School and marches south on Yonge Street to the Cenotaph for the service. Lest we forget.